Jan Vermeulen, editor-at-large for mybroadband.co.za, the best tech website. Everything you need to know is right there.
Yeah, and even better than that, in a form that you can understand. And have we got you on the line?
You do.
Awesome.
We do try.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You're going to talk to us about something really interesting today. It's had a bit of media attention. Apparently, Bezos' phone has been hacked. But your take on that is you're going to explain to us why this highlights vulnerabilities of smartphones. What's the story?
Yeah, so this story was interesting to me because, okay, firstly, Jeff Bezos' phone was hacked by what appears to be a government actor and infected by Saudi Arabia, infected with malware. And so in particular, in this case, Bezos has an iPhone, which is in many security circles would be regarded as a more secure device than an Android phone in certain respects. But firstly, yeah, his phone was hacked, but it was hacked through WhatsApp. They had sent the Crown Prince bin Salman had his contact was used. Mohammed bin Salman, his contact was used to send Bezos some kind of infected video file, a specially crafted video file, which infected his phone with all kinds of spyware. And so they were able to pull all kinds of personal data from Jeff Bezos' iPhone for whatever purpose. And so what Facebook has done, which owns WhatsApp, is they've released a statement following this attack to say that it brings to light potential security weaknesses in smartphone operating systems, which I thought was a brilliant play to try and distract from the fact that WhatsApp was being used to infect the phone. So obviously Facebook trying to distract a little bit from the fact that it was its software that was the vulnerability. You know, vulnerabilities on iPhone notwithstanding, the fact is a vulnerability in WhatsApp was being exploited to get at that, to get at that information. And it was a very interesting response from Facebook that I wanted to highlight there because, yeah, they're definitely trying to
hear you. Hear you loud and clear, but it doesn't leave much hope for the rest of us. Because if Jeff Bezos' phone is being hacked, I mean, what about us? We just, you know, sitting ducks.
You and me are tough liver, though.
Completely.
So we're not Jeff Bezos.
True, they wouldn't really want,
you know, Amazon.
I would definitely advise
take out debt.
Getting the attention of a nation state. Yeah. So as long as you fly below the radar, you're good.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I think this speaks to, I don't know if you remember this, but for the longest time, the White House denied, President Obama, the privilege of owning an iPhone. He had to continue using
a BlackBerry. Isn't that funny? Hey, Jan. BlackBerry.
Right.
Why was that? It's because it was
security reasons.
Exactly. Thank you very much,
right.
Simon. Are you listening?
She's going on about the BlackBerry. Oh my goodness me. This is not a woman who likes change.
Oh,
clearly.
No,
I must
find something here.
No, I just like BlackBerries. Okay.
But the issue here is that, yeah, I mean, this, while there's certainly some questions to raise here about, ensuring the security of devices that are being used, you know, by the leaders of it's not just CEOs, but government leaders and the presidents of countries. There's definitely big questions here about the kind of security that especially multinationals and governments are gonna have to look at if they are scared of becoming the target of a nation state, because the resources at the disposal of countries to develop these kinds of attacks is immense.
Yeah.
And perhaps we'll even see a situation where these kind of high profile people don't even use the same apps as we do for fear of there being security holes in them that could be exploited.
Yeah. Jan, just very, very quickly, and it's just a yes or no answer. Have you heard of Shoshana Zuboff?
I've not.
Okay. She's a Harvard professor, and she's written a book on surveillance capitalism. You need
yes.
to go and check it out. She's absolutely brilliant. Go and find one of her talks. She speaks all over the world. She's got videos. She's got a channel. Have a look. We've got a wrap, but I just think that it's absolutely we need to start talking about it and using these types of terms and bring it into the public mindset, you know, top of mind.
Yeah, absolutely. It's surveillance capitalism. Passionate about topics like this.
Yeah.
And why you'll see, you know, if I get to suggest something to talk about, more often than not, it's going to be related to the kind of surveillance we're under at the moment.
Yeah.
And the security implications of that.
Jan Vermeulen, always a pleasure speaking to you. And have a wonderful week. We'll speak to you next week.
And you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.